Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Tesvav, the last daf in the first parak of Maseches Ksubis, and today's daf discusses Rov and Chazaka, one of the biggest sugyas and topics in Shas, and we'll touch on some of the issues. Again, not nearly touching on even half the issues. Again, what reflects that this is one of the biggest sugyas in Shas and the most fundamental sugya in Shas, that probably have more svarim written by the great Achronim on this topic than we have on any other. Again, many Achronim wrote Svarim on Shas, a commentary al Seder HaGemara. But we don't have too many Svarim on Sugyas separate from al Seder HaGemara. But we have the Shef Shmaitza and the Shar Yoshar and the other related topics, the Shachas Klali Svek Sveka. So Rov and Chazaka and Safek, all of those are related to topics on today's daf, and we'll touch on a few. Again, where does this come up? The Gemara talks about, we're talking about this woman who went down to the well and was nenas by a woman. Who was the man that was with her? Was he a kusher? Was he a pasul? And do you go by, do you need one rove or two roves in terms of the people that live in the area and in terms of the people that are traveling through, called the parish Beruba parish, or do you say that she went to them and called Kavua Kamechsal Mechsadami? So that's the sugya where it comes up. And the Gemara brings up Teisha Chanuyos, the case of the selling the meat, 9 kosher stores, 1 non-kosher store, the case of the Shratzim, 9 kosher rodents, Svardeim, and 1 Sheretz, or the opposite. So this is all Rov and Chazaka, and then the Gemara on the base talks about if you have a baby and you don't know who the status of the baby, Jewish, non-Jewish, do you go by Rov of the Gachavim, Rov Yisrael, right? These are all the topics, some of the cases of Rov. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph that there are two types of Rov. There is Ruba de Lesa Kaman and Ruba de Isa Kaman. Right? Ruba de Lesa Kaman is what we would call, or let's go to Isa first. Ruba de Isa Kaman is a Rov in front of us, like the case of the stores. You see there are 10 stores here and 9 are kosher and 1 is not kosher. That's a Rov in front of us. You have a certain number of pieces of meat, kosher and non-kosher. And there's going to be bittles. That's Ruba de Isa Kaman. Again, there's a big sugya, which we're not going to talk about exactly how to define Ruba de Isa Kaman, Ruba de Lesa Kaman. But the pashtus is that it's in front of you. Ruba de Lesa Kaman is a statistical rove. Right? Most women give birth after 9 months. Most people don't collect money before it's due. Sometimes Ruba de Lesa Kaman is overlapping with the concept of chazaka. Chazaka, the Gemara calls that in Baba Basra, Chazaka ein adam poreya toch zmano. A person doesn't pay back the loan before its time. That might be called the Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Most women have healthy babies. Whatever the what, most women are not islandists. So that those are all Ruba de Lesa Kamans. The halacha following the rove is the same halacha, same source as Bittel, Acher Am Lahatos, the pasuk in Shmos in Perachav Gimel. But to note that sugya of Acher Am Lahatos, when we follow the rove, we also use that to the context, the pashup shot of the pasuk is about following the majority in judges. And following the majority in judges is itself a unique type of rove, again, which might not be comparable to other roves. Right? The Tosfos and Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin discusses, the Gemara there says, Ein holchin b'mamon acha harov. You don't follow the rove by dini mamon, it's by monetary law. It asks Tosfos a simple question there. Why not? Right? Why don't you follow the rove? Right? And elsewhere, the Gemara says, if you follow the rove by nefashos, shouldn't you surely follow the rove by mamonis, by dini nefashos, by putting somebody to death? You'd follow the rove, and you'd kill somebody based on the rove of judges, 13 to 10. You'd kill them. It depends on the chav gibel. So why wouldn't you follow the rove by dini by mamonis? The Tosfos there answers that rove b'dayanim is a unique context. Shiny ruba b'dayanim dechashiv miyat tetu k'misheino. So there, the rove is considered as if it's not there. So what exactly does that mean? Is a topic unto itself. We'll just mention Reb Chaim in the Grach Halashas discusses how rove usually works. Right? As rove usually works. So sometimes rove is to use his lashon. Dine beruba yikatrei gavni shumavara umachriyas asafik. Right? Rove overpowers. B'midi delo shaya klal safik. Sometimes you have a concept of rove, which is not about there's a doubt and you're not sure, and this is machria, right? You're not sure what's kosher, what's not kosher, and there's a mixture, so therefore you go by the rov. But there's another type of rov that has nothing to do with mixtures, and that is, for example, shechting, shechita samimanim, we say ruba kakulo, right? If you do rov, it's kilu, you did everything. So, or he quotes tarovis lach balach, the bata baruba. Avagavdeinu safik lal, right? We know the safik, we know clearly that the simanim weren't totally cut. And also we know that there's a miut of isser in this mixture. There's no suffix about it. So, heichad matzinu maka l'rov kazeh, what's the maka for that type of rov? The rov of having a suffix and deciding how to deal with the suffix. So that's one rov concept. But what about this rov concept that you can consider the rov as if it's the whole thing? So he says that's Dayanim. That's Dayanim. V'dira dihinei makara din dazlinu basarov hu me'achram lahatos. V'sham atzinu shtei dihinim nefradim. There are two ideas based on achram lahatos. V'yal shneim chal din echad. V'yalfina me'achram lahatos. Avdi in yoneim nefradim heima. There's two concepts that come out of that pasuk. B'dini mamanis b'ina gimel dayanim u'b'dini nefashos chav gimel. By Dayanim, 3 and 23. V'hinei kasha eich azlinu basarov hachasem in yisanhedrin. V'chasem ispa dayanim. You need three. So when you follow the majority in a bezin of three, let's say two to one, so how do you follow the majority? You only have a bezin of two telling you what to do. You only have a bezin of the majority, whatever it is. It's 15 to 8, right? So you only have a bezin of 15, right? So how do you follow the majority? Even if the din is like the rov, you need a certain number of bezin. Elavadai, it must be that by bezin, you have both elements in play. In the masa umatan of the discussion, then every dayan has his daya, and you count up, and acharam lahatos, you follow the majority. There's a majority and there's a minority. But once bezdin give its psak, once the decision is made, so then the psak is a composite psak of the entire bezdin. And you don't look at the miyat, you don't recognize the miyat, that's rubo kakulo. It turns into not only Holchenach Harov, but Rubik Akula, like the case of Chituch Simanim, like the case of Bittel. Ve'gomer nezadin, umizem muchrak, dazlin and basa rov, lachriyas asavik, losagi kambedin Rubik Akula, dafti ishta bezen koch chav gimol, vikamakam einzel koch lechituch adin, avalini hachras amitaso shaladin, enotali bekoch bezdin. And there's no suffix, it's the din of the bira din l'shay b'gufa z'hedrin v'l'shay ruv k'gula b'mosav d'shayach lam gufa v'chulu. And then he quotes, this also helps with understanding the kasha of the granat, Rabbi Naftali Trup, where the Gemaris, the Mordechai asks in the first barak in Chulin, how could you follow the rov Sanhedrin? Dayanim are kavuim, right? We have kavua today. Kol kavua k'mechsa mechsa dami. So if Dayanim are sitting down, you should never have a rov by Dayanim, because it's kol kavua k'mechsa mechsa dami, and therefore it's always half and half. So he's half and half. So the Mordechai himself says that, oh no, maybe what the psak is based on the words, and the words are porish from their mouths, and called the parish meruba parish. But says the Reb Chaim, no, but maybe according to my idea, that by dayanim, there's no more miut. There's no more miut. And therefore, it's rubo ki kulo. I will indeed rubo ki kulo lo shach lomar ein hoch ba mamon achar rov. Given the lekha kan sveka klau. Right, and the dayanim not saying over what each of them paskin might not just be that they don't want to get in trouble with certain people and they say, oh, they ruled against me, but it's a composite psak of bezdin. So that is all rov b'dayanim. A little bit about rov b'dayanim based on the Tosfos in psach in Bava Kamma on Daf Chav Zayin. Pashtus rov in general is what we would call a birur. Whenever we have different ways to decide cases of suffix, sometimes it's more of a hachra. We don't know what to do. So we'll say, you know, do this. The halacha doesn't want us to have a stalemate. And therefore, the halacha tells us what to do. Or do we say, no, it reflects the reality. Right? We had this discussion a couple of weeks ago. We spoke about hamosi mechaver olav arayo when it comes to cheskas mamon. Cheskas mamon is that, according to Moshe, Rav Elchanan talks about this, that it is a birur, right? What if somebody comes over to me and wants the shirt on my back? And I say, it's my shirt. And you say, no, it's mine. And I get to keep it because I'm Moshe Mechaber Lover, right? Cheskas muchsak. Can I go and get married, give that shirt to a woman, right, the next day, by Kiddusha Kesef? Right, that's an afgamino, whether it's a vadai, or whether it's a safek, whether it's a birur or achra. So That discussion comes up by cases of Cheskas Mammon. It comes up by Safek Tumah V'Tara. Why Safek Tumah Berushas Yachid Tameh versus Rabbim Safek Latar? Right? Is that because there's more of a chance in Berushas Yachid that it became Tameh? Or no, it's based on Xeris HaKasif. That's how it could even work with Tarti Desasri. Tosfos discusses in a number of places. Okay, but what about Rov? So Rov, Pashtus, we might say, is a Birur, because if there's a majority, then there's a good chance that it came from the majority. Right? Would we say that by more Ruba de Lesa Kaman, Ruba de Isa Kaman? Good Kasha. Which one is more Pashit? Which one is stronger? On the one hand, you might say, you see the Rov in front of you by Ruba de Isa Kaman. It's strong. You see the majority. But on the other hand, you also see the minority. The Miyad exists in front of you by Ruba de Isa Kaman. While a statistical Rov, on the one hand, maybe that's stronger because statistics say, and you know it goes by statistics, and the Miyad isn't even in front of you. Or do you say not? Or do you say not? So that's also a big question. Good. But there is some evidence that maybe it's not a Birur. Maybe it's not a Birur. Not that we know what happened. The Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Vav discusses the case of Maaser Behema. We know about Maaser Behema. What do? We put the animals through a little hole in the fence, and we count them out. And when we get to 10, we mark them and say that is a Maaser. What happens, the Gemara talks about, what happens if one of the ones that already counted Luftar, right? You have animal number 6 that went through, all of a sudden jumped back over the fence, and now is within the group of sheep that were Enam Minuyim, that were not counted yet. So all of these sheep, you could have 1,000 sheep that weren't counted yet. You have one that was counted, one that was already Niftar Biminyan. And the Gemara says, Kafats Kulan Peturim. If one jumps back in, so then all the sheep are Pater. All the sheep are Pater. What if the Kohen takes it? So that's a separate line in the Gemara. But Kafats Kulan Peturim. So they're all Pater. So ask Tosfos, Tema, the Liftal Baruba. Why shouldn't the animal be Batal Barov? The animal that was Nimne, Liftar, should be Batal Barov, and they all should be Chayiv to put through the fence. V'lechayv u'kulu b'maiser. Daha, Kostosva says, after all, daha, the davar shev minyan lo batil. The fact that davar shev minyan, something that's usually counted, is not batil. Haynu midrabanan. That's midrabanan. Midaraisa, it is batil. V'kavua nami ain't shayach. And also kavua, the animal is kavua, ain't shayach ela b'davar shev iser v'heter nikarin v'yaduin. We had this big discussion here in the Rishonim. Kavua only goes by when the iser v'heter are known. Right, you have the cases of kosher meat and non-kosher meat. V'lo yada me'ezeloka kugotisha chanuyos. Right, that's where we have, you know where the rov is, you know where the miut is. Right, and therefore you don't know where this came from. So you assume where the rov and the miut are kavua. But here, they're not nikar v'yaduin. U'birya nami, what about birya? A whole item is also not bato. It's also not a birya. Like I wrote in chulin, right, if this doesn't fulfill the requirements of being a birya. Vein lomar shel nisha be'eder rak echad, and don't tell me there's only one that was on the other side, and there's no rove, to leka ruba, to lushan litochan lomash bahaki. Litochan sounds like there's a lot. So Tosfos does not answer the question. He just asks, why isn't there bittel here? Why isn't there bittel here? So that's the other Rishonim deal with. The other Rishonim deal with other suggestions. The Ritva, the Tosfos, the Rosh have a suggestion of yesh kof yachachamim. The Chacham have power, lock or Dover Menatorah, really, Midra Raisa, it should be Batel, but Midra Abundance, this is not Batel, so they could say it's not Batel, too. That's the suggestion of the Ritva. V'yalva gav to Midra Raisa, Miftal Batili, Ishkoch, B'yad Chacham, lock or Dover Menatorah, B'shev Al Ta'asa. Says the Ritva, I know of that concept from Yevamis, but V'ein Zem Mechuvar. I don't agree, why? D'chi Akri Rabban and Dover Menatorah, B'shev Al Ta'asa, Hainu Lasso Shum Geder, O Shum Siag La Torah. Dilu bichdi lo akrile. The hacha rinan patri mina meiser bichdi. The avdi gez la shevet. Says the Ritva. I understand the concept of yesh kof yad chachamim. You do that when there's a reason for it. When there's a mitzvah, when there's a siyag, when there's a geder, when there's a harasha. Yesh kof yad, they knocked out shofar and lulav, right, to make sure people don't violate the Isurei Daraisa carrying on Shabbos. So there are so many. There aren't so many, but there are numerous examples of yesh kof yad chachamim. I understand that, but they don't do it for no reason. So why would they do it here? With one jumps back in, so they say it is not batel. Right? So why would they do that? So that's why the Ritva and the Tosfos Rosh quote another idea, and that is Elavade afilu tema de balchayim ba'alma betilim de raisa achalo batel. Mishum da'amar achmana asiri. Asiri vadai, velo asiri safek. But the Torah here says the miser has to be vadai and not safek. Or if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, also mentioned, quoted in the Shidduch HaBet, says here, says Tosfos HaRosh, the odish lomar, the chivan, the chazinon, the afilu hecha, the yachola asurei, mimanav shach, patur, mishum da asiri vadai amrachmanav, lo asiri minasafek, the afilu ki amrino called the parish beruba parish, asiri safek mikri. And even if you say go by the rove, it's still called asiri safek. Elasha Torah hitira safek zebi isurin, kidachsiv achar amlahatos. Wow, the Tosfos HaRosh says it explicitly even more than the Ritva. What is it they seem to be saying? Even when you say Holchan Achmar Rov or Bitul Barov, it's not a Din Vadai. It's not a Din Vadai. You don't know for sure. And therefore it would still be called categorically Asiri Safik Velo Asiri Vadai. Even if you say, right, you take one out of the mixture now, it's still called Asiri Safik, even though you follow the Rov. Wow, so that sounds like Rove is not a Birur. Sounds like Rove is also a, you don't know, but this is what the Torah tells you, this is what the Torah tells you to do. So, is that true? So, many find that Rush very, very difficult. The Shef Shmaitza says that it's very hard to say like the Rush. That it's even a Rove like that, right? The Gemara says in Chulin about Makav, if somebody hits their father, they're going to be Chayiv. So, one second, how do you know this is their father? Right. From the mother, you know the baby came out of the mother. But I know if it's their father. So he's a robe, bilos, achar habal, and there's a robe that they act like a father and son. But whether it's based on robe or chazaka, but it has to be din vadai. Or Rebbe Kiv Eger in the Chuvas and Tinyana and Simon Kufches asks, we know that only a vadai, a person is only usher to a vadai mamzer, not a suffing mamzer. Suffing mamzer is mutter. And only a vadai kasher is usher lamamzer. So every person in the world is only a suffing kasher, according to the Rush. Right? So there shouldn't be an isser mamzeris. Right? Unless you're machalik. Some say maybe there's a difference between a ruba de lesa kaman and a ruba de isa kaman. The Shef Shmaitza says in Beis Tesvav, maybe the Rush is only by isa kaman. But by a lesser kaman, that's a din vadai. Lesser kaman is a different type of mechanism. The stipler in Kiddushin wonders why there should be a difference between the two. Yeah, that's not our topic now, but he has an important lashon in Siman Lamed Vav. He brings this Shef Shmaitza and says, "Umei olam lo hevanti chiluk ze heitev." I never understood this chiluk well. Deim no mar de lamashal shemikal mea anashim ika miyachal asar psulim. If you say, for example, out of all 100 men, there's always 10 psulim. Ukamo b'teisha chanuyos, sheish echad me'asara treifa. Imkein ma'inaf gaminim, ha'imuru b'isa kaman, or uru b'delasa kaman. Even a statistical rove has impact on the reality in front of you. V'harei, kemo shagabe ruba de'isa kaman. Anu omrim sh'shem ha'pirish me'amuat, avavisha rove ha'prishos, royalios me'arov. Just like Ruben Issa Kaman, maybe it came from the Miut. Hakanami Gahaka Gabi Ruben Delasa Kaman. Name of the Shema Nidushal Fanenu Mea Miut. Uma Makom Lachalik Pazem, Ruben Issa Kaman. Sheyesh Lomar, Shapirish Mea Muat. Gabi Ruben Delasa Kaman, Lonu Chalomar, Shadishal Fanenu, Nizdame Mea Miut. So the stipler in Kiddush Sipal Amin Vav does not like that chiluk in this context of the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Of the Shef Shmaitza, again, the Gemara has the chiluk, but he doesn't think that it should have a difference in this context. But again, it could be, right? Rabbi Chanan says that's the difference between Birur and Achra. Ruba de Lesa Kaman is Birur, Ruba de Lesa Kaman is Achra. It could also be the Rush and the Ritva might be a unique Chiddush Dafka within Meiser Behema. Some of the Achronim, the Reb Shimon Shkap and the Shar Yosher and Aleph Hay, suggest that maybe even the Rush holds generally it's a Vadai. It's a din vadai. Rove is a din vadai. But by Meiser Behema, it's a special din. By Meiser Behema, the idea of minyan, requires a din vadai. Right? You're not counting if it's not vadai. That's not called counting. Right? And the Shef Shmaitza says this also relates to Sirsa Omer. Right? Many ask the Balabar at the end of Psachim, why Sirsa Omer, by Sveika, why don't we count 2 days? Chutzlar, Sveika Dioma. Today is either 7 or 8. 10 or 11. Every day she should be Sveika Dioma, just like we had 2 days Pesach, we're going to have 2 days Shavuos, she should be Sveika Dioma. Why don't we do that? So, son of the Balamar, it'll be a bizayon of Shavuos. When you get to Shavuos, tonight Shavuos, or maybe it's not Shavuos. So you can't do that. Okay, but suggest the Shayosher, maybe that's not called counting. Counting, by definition, requires clarity and requires certainty. 1, 2, 3, that's counting. If you're not being certain about the counting, that's not called counting. So that answers the kasha on the rush also. Dafka here, even if you go by rov, and you say it's a din vadai halachically, but the person deep down also knows that. He doesn't know about the sheep. He doesn't know if this sheep is part of the rov or part of the heter. Yes, halachically I treat it as, but still, in terms of counting, you actually have to know, and therefore that might not be good enough. You need an actual reality, not just a halachic reality. So there's a lot more when it comes to rov. I was going to mention by Meiser case, there's another element that it's not even Isser Beheter, right? It's just different statuses. They say bitl by different statuses. The end of Mesechus Beitzah talks about monetary law. Do you say dini mamonis? Do you say bitl by different people's property, right? But also, do you say bitl by heter be'isser? Does heter lose its status, right? Is heter a status? Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Haaretz in Nuntes Aleph talks about heter mispalto be'isser. Machlokas, we showed him that also relates to our discussion of the meiser. Okay, we'll stop here.